High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau Financial, Dins Country Meats, Johnson County Hospital, Armbruster Motor Company, and Midland Genetics.
Good evening, everyone, from Plattsmouth High School. Randy Gatula with you again tonight here on KTNC. Another version of high school sports for you. Tonight we have the Fall City Tigers on the road, set to take on the Plattsmouth Blue Devils. As always, it's a girl-boy doubleheader with the girls' game coming up first, and then that'll be followed by the boys' varsity contest. Also for you tonight, over on Sunny 101.3, our sister station, we have a Richardson County battle going on. The HTRS Titans are in Fall City. They're at the rack, setting to square off with the Sacred Heart Irish. That also a girl-boy doubleheader. John Nixon has the call for you on it. And it should be getting underway right about now also. Again, that's over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Tonight's matchup, the girls' game, the Fall City Lady Tigers under Coach Andy Armbruster are 3-1 on the season, set to take on a Plattsmouth Blue Devil team that has compiled a record of 2-2. The Plattsmouth Blue Devils are coached by Coach Rick Titus. Taking a look at our broadcast schedule coming up, Fall City fans, we'll have the Tigers on the air again this coming Tuesday. I'll be traveling with Fall City up to Murdoch to face the Elmwood Murdoch Timberwolves. That'll be coming up Tuesday night, a girl-boy doubleheader, so you want to be tuned in for that. Actually, we've got a lot of basketball coming your way this weekend. We're going to tell you all about that. Tomorrow at noon, the Sacred Heart Irish are going to host the Blonde in a girl-boy doubleheader, so that'll be coming up here on KTMC at noon tomorrow. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and take a look at the starting lineup for this girls' game. That's coming up after this two-minute break. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTMC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Fall City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Thank you.
joined us for the final bars of our national anthem, performed by one of the young ladies here from Plattsmouth High School. An outstanding job presenting our national anthem tonight. The Plattsmouth ROTC students presenting the colors, and they're currently marching off the gymnasium floor here as we have just another moment of silence as we finish up with the pregame festivities here at Plattsmouth High School. As the flag leaves the floor, and I believe now we're going to be set to look at our national anthem, or our starting lineup, rather, over our public address system. And that's what we're going to do. Let's take a look at the starters here. First of all, for the Plattsmouth Blue Devils, Coach Rick Titus will go with Jolie Dix. Dix is 5'5 and a sophomore. Alicia Whitick. Whitick just a freshman at 6 foot. Natalie Briggs, the only senior on the Plattsmouth roster at 5'8 in the starting lineup. Avery Winters is a 5'5 sophomore. And Gertie Yoder rounds out the starting five for the Blue Devils. She is 5'6 and a junior. As we said, the Blue Devils are 2-2 on the season coming into tonight's game. Starting lineup for your Fall City Lady Tigers, coached by head coach Andy Armbruster. 3-1 on the season. He'll go with Elise Poppy. Poppy is 5'6 and a senior. Maddie Jones, also a senior at 5'7. Ava Armbruster, 5'5 and a junior. Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall is 5'8 and a junior. And Reese McNeely, a 5'8 senior, is the fifth starter for the Fall City Tigers. I want to remind you, we've got a big weekend of basketball coming up for you. Tomorrow at 12 noon here on KTNC, John Nixon will be on the air with the Sacred Heart Irish as they host Bishop LeBlanc. The game played at the Rack in Fall City. That's a 12 noon tip-off for the girls' varsity contest. It'll be varsity games only, the girls at noon, followed by the boys. Then tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., also here on KTNC, the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers will take on Kansas State. That game coming from Kansas City, Kent Babelka will have the call for you. Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock here on KTNC, Matt Coatney will be with you as the Nebraska women take on Wyoming. And then at noon over on Sunny 101.3 on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans football. Lots of sports coming up this weekend. We're ready to tip it up here. Stepping in to jump it up for the Lady Tigers is Armbruster, ready to jump it. And here's the tip. It'll be controlled by Reese McNeely. Now it's tipped away from her, knocked out of bounds by Plattsmouth. The basketball will stay with the Tigers. Inbounding the pass will be Elise Poppy against pressure. Full court pressure being applied early here from Plattsmouth. Inbound the pass. Across the timeline comes Elise Poppy on the left elbow. Poppy to the top of the key around the horn right side. Gets the ball into the hands of Jones. Now a whistle and a turnover. They're going to give the ball over to Plattsmouth. Blocking foul is going to be called on Fall City. That's an interesting call here. Fall City had the ball offensively, and they're called for a blocking foul. So the foul is going to be on Reese McNeely, her first team foul, number one, on Fall City. Here comes Plattsmouth with their first possession. Briggs on the right wing to the left side. This is Yoder handling the basketball. Inside the paint, Yoder puts it inside to Whitick. Whitick has the ball stolen away. Maddie Jones on the break has the ball tipped away from her, knocked out of bounds. Tipped away by Plattsmouth. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Jones had the break going down toward the breakaway lay-in, but got the ball tipped away from her. Reese McNeely to inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline right side. Barely got in before the five-second call. Here's a shot off the glass right side. Put up an off no good by Kirkendall. And the rebound is going to be pulled down by Avery Winters. Winters to set the offense at the top of the key. Right side finds Briggs. Briggs around the horn left wing. This is Jolie Dix for driving lay-in up and good. And Jolie Dix with the first 2 points of the basketball game. Plattsmouth goes up 2-0, 7 minutes, 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. Full court pressure now by Plattsmouth. Elise Poppy dribbles it across the timeline, works into the corner, baseline, left side now in the paint, a little floating lay-in, tries to put the shot up, a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put, I believe Armbruster is going to be at the line. The foul is going to be called on Whitick, her first team foul number one on Plattsmouth at the free throw line. will be Arm Brewster. He was shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. That's the first point of the night for Falls City. 2-1, Plattsmouth on top. Arm Brewster could tie it up with his second free throw. We've played a minute here, 7:01 to go first quarter. Second shot is up and off, no good, but the rebound comes down to Jones. Across court pass left side, Kirkendall works to the baseline into traffic, can't get there. Across court to Reese McNeely. Lob pass to the near side, Arm Brewster. Arm Brewster hands the ball inside to Maddie Jones in the paint. Jones can't get to the basket. Comes to the top of the key. The ball is tipped away. It's going to be chased down in backcourt and grabbed up by Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall guarded carefully by on the outside by Briggs. It's a man-to-man defense. Here's a three from the corner right side by Jones. Put up and off, no good. Rebound, Plattsmouth. Fast break all the way down into the corner on the right side goes Winters. She holds it up and comes to the top of the key and finds Yoder with the pass. Yoder, baseline left side. The ball went through the hands of Briggs. She grabbed up the loose basketball. Trapped down in the corner now is Jolie Dix. Dix on the dribble back to the top of the circle. Ball City sending in a man-to-man defense. Underneath, driving baseline right side. Shot is up and off, no good. Tipped away by Plattsmouth. Touch last on the baseline by Whitick, the freshman, and it'll belong to Ball City. We've played 2 minutes now. 6:04 to play, first quarter. Not much scoring yet. 2-1. Plattsmouth up by one. Full court pressure by the Blue Devils. Tigers break the press. Across the timeline on the dribble is Poppy. Oh, she was looking under the basket at Maddie Jones under there. The pass just a little bit too tall. Got away on the baseline right side out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball right back to Plattsmouth. Blue Devils basketball. Winners on the dribble. Now she's tied up in backcourt. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Plattsmouth. It'll be the Blue Devils. 5:47 to go. First quarter here at Plattsmouth. 2-1 your score. Plattsmouth leading the Falls City girls. My name is Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation here on KTNC. With the ball, this is Natalie Briggs. Feeds into the corner. Yoder in traffic. Has the ball taken away from her and stolen, and then stolen right back and knocked out of bounds by Avery Winters. Off the fingertips of Winters, it'll be Fall City's basketball. Full court, man-to-man pressure. Inbounding the ball. Against the press will be Ashley Kirkendall. Substitutes into the ball game. Checking in now is Milo Weirbein. Weirbein into the contest. Also Stella Campen onto the floor for the Blue Devils. Full court pressure. Down court pass. They get it out ahead to Arm Brewster. Arm Brewster has it stolen away. The ball is loose on the floor. Picked up by Dix. Jolie Dix with the outlet pass. Pass break the other way. Maddie Jones tips it away. Across court pass. Yoder left wing baseline. Yoder made a move to the basket. And the whistle on the foul is going to be called against Fall City. The foul is going to be called on Reese McNeely. On McNeely, that's her second personal, team foul number two on the Tigers. McNeely will set down with two fouls. Hannah Collier, 5'6 senior, checks into the lineup to replace McNeely. Hannah Collier in the ballgame now for Fall City. Ball pass to the free throw line, set shot up, in and out of there, no good. Down with the rebound comes Arm Brewster. Arm Brewster to the right side of the lane, into the corner, Hannah Collier. Collier dribbles into the paint, puts it up to the top of the key to Poppy. Open look, three, Poppy can't get it, and the rebound is taken down by Dix. Down court on the dribble. This is Winters with the basketball. Around to the left wing to Jolie Dix. Ball tipped away. Saved by Collier. Collier with a great job. Saved it from going out of bounds. The ball is tipped in. Tigers come up with the basketball. On the dribble is Kirkendall. Across the timeline to Collier. Collier in the corner. Baseline left side. Had an open look. She'll take the three from the left side. Off the back of the rim. Couldn't get it. The rebound. Put back. Shot is up. Off. Won't go for Maddie Jones. Ball was loose. Grabbed up at the top of the key by Poppy. To the right side again, it goes down deep right side. Maddie Jones in the paint. Poppy tries for a shot up off the glass, couldn't get it. She's fouled, and we're going to put Elise Poppy to the free throw line. She'll be shooting two shots for the Tigers. The foul is going to be on Gertie Yoder. On Yoder, her first team foul number two on the Blue Devils. Elise Poppy at the free throw line, shooting two shots. The first one is damn good. We're all tied up now at two apiece with 4:24 to play here in the first quarter. Amy Dasher into the lineup now, replacing Gertie Yoder for Plattsmouth. Dasher onto the floor. Elise Poppy at the line. Second free throw attempt is up. It's off the rim and doesn't go. Couldn't get it. We're tied at two apiece. Rebound comes down to Stella Campen. Campen gets it into forecourt. This is Jolie Dix on the dribble. Dix feeds to the corner. Baseline left side. Tigers in their man-to-man defense around the horn to the right side. Dasher. Dasher tries to drive on Collier. Can't get the baseline. Has to flip the ball back up again to Winters. Back to Dix at the top of the key. Inside Winters. Almost had it knocked away by Kirkendall. Loose basketball grabbed up. This is Amy Dasher on the dribble. Out onto the right wing. Top of the circle. Here's a long three on the way up and good by Julie Dix. Dix hits a three. She's got 5 points. And the score, Plasmouth 5, Fall City 2. Full court pressure. Tigers trying to break the press. Ball is stripped away from Kirkendall. Fast break the other way. Layup off and no good. Rebound brought down by Poppy. On the fast break, Jones is out ahead of the defense. There's a lay-in up, off, no good. Rebound, Collier. Follow shot is up. A whistle and a foul. Hannah Collier knocked to the floor, and Hannah will be going to the line. She'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Amy Dasher. Dasher's first personal, team foul number 3. Hannah Collier came in off the bench for Reese McNeely when she picked up a couple of fouls. Hannah Collier shooting two shots. The first one is up off the back of the rim. Couldn't get it. She'll get another attempt coming here. 3:29 to play in the first quarter here at Plasmouth. 5-2 your score. Tigers trail with Hannah Collier at the line. Second free throw is up, and it's off the rim. Couldn't get it. But the rebound down to Kirkendall. Outlet pass back up top to Collier, who feeds to Poppy. Collier on the right wing. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Around the horn, skip pass, top of the key. Maddie Jones, baseline left side. Maddie Jones in the paint, driving lay-in off the glass. Couldn't get it. Whistle on the foul. And we're going to put Maddie Jones at the free throw line. She'll be shooting two shots. This foul is going to be called on Jolie Dix. On Dix, her first, team foul number 4 on the Blue Devils. At the free throw line, Maddie Jones. She has not scored yet tonight. Here shooting 2. The first shot is up and good. Tigers have now hit 3 out of 7 from the free throw line. Maddie Jones will have a second shot coming here. She can get her team back within 1. 5-3 our score right now. Jones' second free throw is up. It's good also. Maddie Jones with a pair from the charity stripe. Makes it a 1-point basketball game. 5-4. Plasmouth on top. 3:07 to play here in the first quarter. Blue Devils basketball. They feed it into Dix. Nice job. Ball stolen away by Maddie Jones. Outlet pass to Poppy. Down court, Kirkendall. Kirkendall on the right wing. Back to the top of the key. Finds Poppy. That's Armbruster with the basketball. Feet underneath. Ball knocked away from Collier and then stolen by Stella Campin. Outlet pass goes to Winters. Winters, spin move at the free throw line. Kicks it to the left elbow. Weirbein inside the paint. Can't get there with it. Now a three on the way from the right wing. That's in and out of there. And the rebound is pulled down by Elise Poppy. Outlet pass to Armbruster. This is Armbruster down court on the dribble. Abel Armbruster feeds Poppy on the left wing. Poppy at the free throw line. Here's a three from the top of the key that's up and off. No good. Maddie Jones. Rebound taken down by Amy Dasher. Dasher driving layup up off. No good. And the rebound pulled away by Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall slowed things down here just a little bit. Not wanting to get trapped near midcourt. Timeout taken. Fall City with 2:07 to play in the first quarter. 5-4. Plasmouth up by 1. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Plasmouth High School. The Plasmouth Lady Blue Devils leading the Lady Tigers of Fall City 5-4 here in the first quarter. Again, if you're looking for that HTRS Sacred Heart game, that's being played live tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. John Nixon has the call for you on that one. It should be on the air right about now, live from the rack in Fall City. Here in Plasmouth, 2:07 to play in the first quarter, 5-4. Lady Tigers down by 1. It'll be their basketball. Out of the timeout, Ashley Kirkendall inbounds the pass to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster against the man-to-man defense, puts a nice spin move on into the corner. Hannah Collier moves around the defender, jump shot right side, just short off the front of the rim, and the rebound is pulled away by Avery Winters. Fast break the other direction now for Plasmouth. This is Briggs with the ball to the left side. That's Gertie Yoder. Yoder has the ball tipped away from her. But we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Ava Armbruster. Armbruster called for the personal on Ava. That's her first team foul, number three, on Fall City. Minute 43 to go here in the first quarter. Low-scoring contest. Here's a pass in on the baseline. Shot is up. Yoder off, no good. Rebound, Poppy. Poppy, outlet pass, Armbruster. Down court, Collier. Collier feeds it inside the paint. Jones made a move to the basket. Got the ball into Ashley Kirkendall, and then Kirkendall got fouled on the baseline. Foul is going to be called on Avery Winters. On Winters, her first team foul, number five. Not a shooting foul. It'll just be Fall City's basket. They'll play a basketball on the baseline, left side under their own backboard to inbound it. Ashley Kirkendall will inbound the pass. Kirkendall waiting to lob it in. Brings it all the way up top to Collier. Collier with an open look at the top of the key. Doesn't take it. Instead hands the ball up to Poppy inside the paint. Jones moves toward the basket. Now Poppy, Armbruster handles it. Into Kirkendall. Armbruster around the defender. Jump shot right side. Armbruster up and off. No good. Great job battling for the rebound by Collier. She gets shoved and a whistle. Maddie Jones is going to be called for the travel. Jones came down with it. They say that she drugged the pivot foot. And the ball goes right back over to Plattsmouth. A minute 14 to play here now in the first quarter. 5-4. A one-point lead for the Blue Devils. Jolie Dix on the dribble, the point guard. She's the sophomore point guard, handles the ball, gives it into Gertie Yoder. Yoder got tied up in the paint, and now a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Hannah Collier. Looked for all the world like Collier had a tie-up and perhaps a held ball there. The Fall City crowd, partisan crowd behind me, certainly felt that way. Collier charged with the personal on Hannah, her first team foul, number four, on the Tigers. The lob pass comes into the top of the key. They get it up to Stella Campen. Campen holds it for a moment. Now she's in trouble. Collier almost tipped the ball away. Timeout's going to be taken by Plattsmouth with 56 seconds to play in the first quarter. 5-4. Plattsmouth up by one. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
56 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Our score 5-4. Plattsmouth up by one. Fall City, all four of their points have come at the charity stripe. They've hit 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. Yet to get a field goal here are the Tigers. Plattsmouth's basketball. Natalie Briggs to the corner. Yoder driving layup. Couldn't get it. Ball brought down. The rebound to Collier. Collier gets the outlet pass. Out to Kirkendall. Down court comes Kirkendall on the dribble. To Hannah Collier in the paint. Collier dribbling in. Fall away shot. Hannah Collier up. No. Hits the front of the rim off. No good. And the rebound comes to Jolie Dix. 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Dix wraparound pass goes to the left wing with it to Yoder. Gertie Yoder lost the dribble. Goes inside. Ball stolen away. Kirkendall comes up with it in backcourt. 21 seconds to play here in the period. 5-4. Plattsmouth by one. On the dribble is Armbruster into the left corner. Collier, top of the key to Poppy with the pass. Poppy onto the right wing, Maddie Jones. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Jones, jump shot in the paint, got it, and she's fouled. Maddie Jones got the jump shot to fall, and she was fouled. She'll be at the line for the and one. The foul on Jolie Dix, her second personal, team foul number six on Plattsmouth. Into the lineup now, Amy Dasher back onto the floor. Score now 6-5. Fall City up by one. Maddie Jones at the line for the and one. She's 2 out of 2 from the charity stripe so far tonight. Jones looking to complete the three-point play. Takes aim. The shot is up. It's good. She got it. 6 seconds to play here in the quarter. Plattsmouth down court in a hurry. At midcourt at 4 seconds. Ball thrown away out of bounds. Fall City will get it back, but only 1.6 seconds to play here. In the quarter, they'll play it in backcourt on the side. Elise Poppy to inbound it. Just 1.6 seconds on the clock. looking to get the ball. Oh, they inbound it. Ball is stolen. Driving lay and up off. No good. After one quarter, Fall City leads it 7-5. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTMC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect those biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back inside Plattsmouth High School. Ready to move into second quarter action. It'll be Fall City's basketball. The inbound pass comes to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster works to the right side. Lob pass underneath. Maddie Jones in traffic. In the paint. Gives it right back to Kirkendall. Shot is up. Couldn't get it to fall. Point blank range. They missed the bunny down there. The rebound comes down to Plattsmouth. Natalie Briggs into forecourt. Briggs' pass is going to be off the mark and go out of bounds. She was looking for Avery Winters. And the ball comes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Lady Tigers will get the basketball back. 7-5 our score if you're just joining us. Fall City up by 2 as we're in the opening seconds of the second quarter. On the dribble, Armbruster with the basketball into the corner, left side, up to the top of the key. Kirkendall almost has it taken away from her. Kirkendall, baseline in the corner, feeds underneath the Armbruster. Jump shot under the basket. Oh, couldn't get it down. She had a good look under there. Hannah Collier was waiting on the other side for the pass with no coverage on her. Would have had an open play for it, but they couldn't get it down. Inside to Jones. Jones in traffic. Fall away shot. This one won't go from right under the basket. And the rebound comes down to Avery Winters. On the dribble is Briggs. Briggs to the right side. That's Winters with the basketball. Backs it up between the rings. Man-to-man defense for the Lady Tigers. Bounce pass. Julie Dix, baseline in the corner. She couldn't get to the basket. Tigers collapsed on her defensively very quickly. Back up top, it comes to Dix again. Julie Dix is a 5'5 sophomore point guard. She's their ball handler here at the top of the key. Gives to Briggs. Long three, up and off, no good. Rebound, Collier. Hannah Collier with the defensive board. She gets the outlet pass out to Poppy. Poppy down court. Down to Reese McNeely, who's back into the lineup. McNeely holds the ball in the corner left side. Deep baseline left side. Maddie Jones works the dribble. Looks for Kirkendall. Jones with a spin move. Shot is up off the glass. Bounces. Got it. Maddie Jones got it to fall. Jones now with 7 points in the ballgame. This is the biggest lead for the Tigers. They're up by 4. 9-5. Fall City with the lead. 6:15 to play here in the first quarter. There's a pass. It's wide of the mark. Looking for the left side for Jolie Dix. It got away from her out of bounds. Another turnover. Looks like checking back into the lineup now will be Armbruster. She'll come in, and at least Poppy will take a breather for the Tigers. All the way in goes Armbruster, right side. Here's Maddie Jones, jump shot, right side, off the back of the rim, no. Rebound brought down by Natalie Briggs. It's actually Kirkendall who's taking a breather here. Poppy and Armbruster are both on the floor. Here's a long three from the right side, up and off, no good. Rebound, at least Poppy. Poppy, outlet pass, finds Armbruster. Armbruster, down court with the ball on the dribble. Armbruster between the rings, top of the circle, penetrates in the paint, right side of the lane, feeds it to Maddie Jones. Jones looks for the cutter in the paint, nothing there. Instead has to hand the ball back to Armbruster. Armbruster with a spin move, driving layup, up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Collier. Outlet pass, Collier flips it out to the left side, got it out to Poppy. Her three is up and off, no good. Rebound, Plattsmouth. Fast break, all the way in goes Jolie Dix for driving layup. She got it. Jolie Dix for the driving layup. She has all 7 of Plattsmouth's points. And Fall City's lead cut to 2 now at 9-7. This is Poppy with the basketball on the right wing. Skip pass across court goes to Armbruster. Left wing, Reese McNeely in the corner. Hands into Collier. Collier up top with it to Maddie Jones. Jones goes around the defender, driving layup. Jones couldn't get it, but a foul. The foul is going to come on the floor as Matty Jones made a move to the basket. That should be 1-1, gentlemen. Foul is going to be called on Natalie Briggs. I've got that as 7 personals, and we should be. Yes, now they figured it out. We're going to shoot 1-1. At the free throw line will be Matty Jones, shooting 1-1 for the Tigers. Matty has made all 3 of her free throw attempts so far tonight. She's 3 for 3. She has 7 points. Jones shooting 1-1. Free throw, it's on the way up, and it is off. No good. Rebound comes down to Plasmuth. Blue Devils in a hurry. Jolie Dix, who just broke away for the lane a minute ago, has the basketball at the top of the circle. Guarded by Kirkendall, feeds it to the left side. There's a layup that's up and off. No good. Ball stripped away, knocked out of bounds. Battling down there for it for Fall City was Maddie Jones. Maddie thought somebody kind of came over her from behind there, but the ball's going to go to Plasmuth. Dix will inbound it. Stands on the baseline under her own basket. Into the corner, baseline right side, Briggs in the paint. Bounce pass top of the key. Briggs can't put the shot up. That's Yoder with the ball. Jump shot right side. Yoder up and off. No good. The ball goes to the floor. Everybody's after it. We're going to get a whistle and a held ball. Possession arrow stays with Plasmuth. 4:28 to play in the first half. 9-7. Lady Tigers up by 2. And back off the bench after a breather comes Ava Armbruster. Armbruster will check in. Setting out will be Hannah Collier to take a breather. 4:28 to go in the first half. 9-7. Fall City up by 2. Dix to inbound it. Baseline under her own basket. Dix having trouble. Gets it into Yoder. Yoder turn spin move off the paint up and good. Gertie Yoder with her first 2 points of the ball game, and we're tied at 9. In backcourt on the dribble is Ashley Kirkendall. She gets it across the timeline. Kirkendall works to the left side of the lane. Now comes to the top of the key. Oh, her pass comes to the near side to Maddie Jones, and Maddie had to get away from her. Between her fingertips, out of bounds. Timeout taken, Fall City. 4:11 to go in the first half. We're all tied up at 9. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our score all tied up here at Plasmuth High School. Your Falls City Lady Tigers and the Plasmuth Blue Devils tied up at 9 apiece. We'll be on the air again tomorrow with the high school basketball at 12 noon here on KTMC. The Sacred Heart Irish will be hosting Bishop LaWand, a girl-boy doubleheader, no JV games. Varsity only, with the girls' game starting at 12 noon tomorrow. John Nixon will have the call for you. 4 minutes, 11 seconds to play here in the first half of this girls' varsity game at Plasmuth, all tied up at 9. Fall City did have a 4-point lead momentarily there, 9-5, but Plasmuth has evened the score, and now the Blue Devils have the ball. This is Jolie Dix into forecourt to Gertie Yoder with the pass. Yoder over to the left wing to Kayla Briggs. Briggs again around the right side finds Yoder with it. Jolie Dix tries to penetrate in the paint. She can't get there. Has to put the ball back to the top of the key up to Briggs. Briggs, the only senior on this basketball team in Plasmuth. Briggs, jump shot all blocked nicely. A good job on defense there by Reese McNeely. McNeely got a whole handful of basketball, blocked the shot right back into Gertie Yoder's face, and it goes out of bounds off of Yoder. And now the Lady Tigers get it against full court pressure on the inbound pass. Armbruster triple teamed as she crosses midcourt, has the ball knocked away from her. Touch last by Plasmuth, and it'll be Fall City's ball. Inbounding it on the side in forecourt is Ashley Kirkendall. Lobs into Armbruster. 3:35 to go first half, all tied at 9 apiece. Armbruster against the man-to-man defense, gives to the left side, driving. Poppy with a shot up off the glass, doesn't go, but it's tipped out of bounds by Plasmuth. Up off the bench, Hannah Collier will check back into the lineup once again for Fall City. Collier onto the floor, replacing Elise Poppy now. triggering the ball in on the baseline. Reese McNeely under her own basket. Bounce baskets into Kirkendall. Jump shot, Kirkendall in the paint. Couldn't get it to fall. Ball City's had a lot of easy shots, have gotten away from them. Jones tips them all away from Dix. Yoder goes up with a shot. She travels, and the ball goes back to Ball City. Tigers not having a lot of luck from the field here. They've made two field goals, both by Maddie Jones, but it won't be for lack of opportunities in this first half. Several what I call bunnies right under the basket just wouldn't fall for them here. All the girls have had a shot at it. Maddie Jones brings the ball across the timeline. She picks up her dribble, goes into Collier. Collier driving to the right side, kicks it out to the Armbruster. Back it comes to Collier on the baseline. Collier looks for the cutter into Maddie Jones. Ball tipped away from Jones. Yoder comes up with it. Outlet pass out to Kayla Briggs. Briggs down court, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul on the Tigers. This will be a blocking foul called on Hannah Collier. On Collier, that'll be her second personal. Just team foul number 5 on the Lady Tigers, so not yet shooting. 2:56 to go here in the first half, all tied up at 9 apiece. Inbound pass comes into Jolie Dix. Dix finds Yoder, Dirty Yoder with the ball. Spin move, Yoder driving into the lane. I believe we're going to have, they're going to call a blocking foul on Maddie Jones, and the official is going to overrule it and say, no, it's traveling. Yoder was completely out of control when she collided with Maddie Jones. One official came in, tried to tag Jones for a foul. Maddie looked up in disbelief. The other official stepped in and says, no, Yoder traveled with it, and that was the right call. So Fall City gets the ball back. 2:47 to go here in the first half. A cross-court pass against the pressure comes into Elise Poppy. Poppy takes it all the way into the corner where it's knocked away, grabbed up loose by Armbruster, up top to Collier, around the horn right side. Kirkendall took a big bump. No whistle there. Here's Armbruster for 3, short off the rim. Rebound, Plasmith coming down with it. Whiting, again, the ball stolen right back. Now Yoder gets the steal and loses it out of bounds. Yoder and Collier were battling for it. Yoder touched it last. It went out of bounds. It'll stay with Fall City. 2:24 to go. First half, all tied at 9 here at Plasmith. Back into the ball game comes Amy Dasher, 5'6 junior, onto the floor. Yoder sets out to take a breather. Fall City's ball under their own basket. A lob pass comes up top. They get it to Armbruster, feeds it to Poppy. Poppy into the corner. Collier open look. 3 off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Fall City. Armbruster gets the basketball. Armbruster on the left elbow holds it. Man-to-man pressure. Around it comes to Collier on the right wing. Collier hands it up now to Elise Poppy. Back to Collier again. Goes around the defender in the paint. She feeds it into Maddie Jones. Jones to the top of the circle, around the horn. Open look, moving toward the basket. Whistle and traveling's going to be called on Armbruster. That'll turn it back over to Plasmith with a minute 58 to go. We're inside of 2 minutes to play in the first half here at Plasmith. The score all tied at 9 apiece. The Fall City Tigers, the Plasmith Blue Devils. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight here from Plasmith. There's a whistle, and traveling is going to be called. Traveling on Jolie Dix. Ball City will get the basketball back. Full court pressure again by Plasmith as they get set to inbound it. Ball is inbounded to Kirkendall. Comes across. Hannah Collier on the dribble. Takes it across the timeline. Collier works to the corner. Baseline right side of the basket. Now reverses her dribble, and she'll be called for a double dribble down in the corner. Swatting at the ball there was Amy Dasher, and she got the turnover, and it'll go back to Plasmith. A minute 40 to play here in the first half. Still tied at 9. Avery Winters on the dribble for the Blue Devils. Gives it up top to Dasher. To the right wing, Dix. Dasher holds the ball. Left side, this is Briggs. Briggs can't get to the baseline. Good defense there by Poppy to stop her. She picks up her dribble. Pass underneath. Shot is up and good. Put in by Whitick, the freshman. Whitick with her first 2 points, and now Plasmith has a 2-point lead, 11-9. Maddie Jones feeds inside to Kirkendall, driving late. They answered quickly. Maddie Jones with the assist. Ashley Kirkendall with the bucket. We're tied at 11 with 1 minute to play here in the first half. Close basketball game, all tied up. Jolie Dix dribbles in, tries to go for a layup. A blocking foul is going to be called on Fall City, and Dix will be at the line to shoot 2 shots for the Blue Devils. Foul is going to be called on Fall City's Maddie Jones. On Maddie, her first personal. Team foul, number 6. At the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, is Jolie Dix. She only has 7 points here so far tonight. First free throw is up and good. That's the first free throw of the night for Plasmuth. Dix now has 8 of Plasmuth's 12 points. Leaving the game is Whitick, and to replace Whitick now comes Stella Campen. Jolie Dix at the line for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it's good also. She hit them both. 9 points now for Jolie Dix, 13-11. The lead is 2 for Plasmuth. 52 seconds to go here in the first half. Tigers down the court quickly. Maddie Jones on the corner. Baseline left side. Driving layup. Jones, she'll be fouled, and we'll put Maddie Jones back to the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots for the Lady Tigers. Foul is going to be called on Amy Dasher, her second personal. Team foul number 8. At the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, Maddie Jones. She's made 3 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. The first of 2 is up. This one rims off and won't go. 13-11 our score. Plasmuth by 2 with 43.9 seconds to play in the first half. Maddie Jones will try and get the Lady Tigers back within 1 on this free throw attempt. Jones looks to the basket. Shot is on the way up, and this one is off. Couldn't get it. Bounced around and went off the right side to rebound to Plasmuth. Jolie Dix down quickly. Blue Devils may want to play for 1 here. They're thinking about it. Dix gives it up to the left wing. Trying to move toward the basket. Yoder right side. She got tied up, and she traveled. Another turnover. So Fall City gets the ball back with 29 seconds to play. And now the Lady Tigers with a chance to maybe play for the final shot here. They're down by 2, 13-11. Full court pressure. A cross-court pass comes to Maddie Jones on the near side. Jones goes right back across to Poppy with it. Into the corner, right side, Hannah Collier. Oh, nice feed from Collier into Jones. Maddie Jones with 2, Hannah Collier with the assist. She found Maddie Jones under the basket, threaded the needle perfectly, and got it to Jones for the easy 2. We're tied at 13 apiece. Nice assist there by Hannah Collier. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Yoder at the top of the key gives up to Dix. Jolie Dix driving for a layup, couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul with 1.4 seconds on the clock. The foul is going to be called on Hannah Collier. On Collier, that will be her third personal and team foul number 7. At the free throw line with 1.4 seconds on the clock is Jolie Dix. She's 2 for 2 so far, missed this one. She's now hit 2 out of 3. Jolie has 9 points for Plasmuth. We're tied at 13 apiece. Only 1.4 seconds on the clock. Jolie Dix ready for her second free throw attempt. This one is up, and it is good. She got it to fall. Fall City, not much time to do anything. Long shot at the buzzer won't go. At the half, the Plasmuth Blue Devils lead the Fall City Lady Tigers. Our halftime score, Plasmuth 14 and Fall City 13. We're back in 2 minutes with a look at the first half scoring on KTMC.
S&M Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At S&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
New at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Pottin' Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Flatrop High School. Our halftime score, the Blue Devils 14, the Lady Tigers 13. Looking at the individual scoring, Flatrop is led at halftime by Jolie Dix. She's in double figures with 10 points. Ashley Whitick, the freshman, has 2. Gertie Yoder with 2 for their total of 14. From the free throw line, Flatrop hit 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe. For the Fall City Tigers, 13 points on the board. Maddie Jones leads the way. She has 9 points. Ashley Kirkendall with 2. Ava Armbruster has 1. And Elise Poppy with 1 for their total of 13. From the free throw line, Fall City hit just 4 out of 10 at the charity stripe. So Flatsmith made 3 out of 4. Fall City made 4 out of 10. Free throws could make a difference in this basketball game with our halftime score at Flatsmith 14. And Fall City 13. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here, then update you with our local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Here at Frontier Bank, we believe in keeping things local. When you shop in your community, everyone wins. You get friendly personal service from someone you know and trust. As a result, a part of every dollar you spend locally is used to finance our schools and to provide police and fire protection. Shop in our community. We sincerely appreciate it. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, I am Mary Kinch, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Patrick McMillan. A low-pressure system making its way across the Great Lakes, as well as a high-pressure system making its way across the southern plains, will bring some calmer and colder weather as we go through the weekend. A low-pressure system will quickly make its way through the area at the very start of the week, bringing in a chance of snow before a high-pressure system moving south from Canada brings back that calmer weather. As we take a closer look at the forecast for this evening, partly cloudy skies and a low around 15 degrees. Going into the weekend on Saturday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 28 degrees. Saturday night, clear skies and a low around 11. On Sunday, sunny skies and a high near 37 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 19. Monday, a chance of snow showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy and a high near 31. Monday night, mostly cloudy and a low around 3 above. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 25.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Plattsmouth High School. It's halftime. The Falls City Lady Tigers trailing the Plattsmouth Blue Devils 14-13. Just had a friend of mine walk by the broadcast table here, Mark Jones, and I think we may have a first here tonight. He left a wrestling meet to come to a basketball game, and pretty sure that's never happened before. But Mark Jones here, of course, cheering on his granddaughter, watching the Lady Tigers. Again, 14-13, our halftime score. Now, Falls City listeners, you'll be interested to know, we'll have Tiger basketball on again this coming Tuesday. I will travel with the Tigers to Elmwood Murdoch. The games actually will be played at Murdoch, and that'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. It'll be here on KTNC. After that, the Christmas break comes. I will have Falls City on the air. I'll begin the new year on Tuesday, January 3rd, when the Falls City Tigers are at Nebraska City, and I'll be there to call those games also for Falls City coming up on January 3rd. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader that we have for you. Boys game coming up after this. We do have a scoring update from Falls City, the game being heard over on Sunny 101.3. After one quarter, the Sacred Heart girls are leading HTRS 17-4. That's the score after one quarter. Sacred Heart 17, HTRS 4 after one period. That game being played in the rack in Falls City. All right, we're about set to move into third quarter action here. Again, if you're just checking in, 14-13, our halftime score, Plattsmouth with a one-point lead. Tigers led it 9-5 at one point, had a four-point lead. It'll be Falls City's basketball. They'll have the first possession of this third period. Passes inbounded to Ava Armbruster. Same five in the start of the ball game. Armbruster with the dribble inside the paint, almost lost it. Over to the right wing, goes to Reese McNeely, top of the key, Elise Poppy. Poppy lobs pass right side, Jones up top it comes. This is Armbruster driving layup. Armbruster, she'll be fouled. Ava Armbruster will be at the line. She'll have a chance to shoot two. The Tigers didn't have a lot of luck. The foul is going to be called on Whiting. Tigers didn't have a lot of luck in that first half. They only made 4 out of 10 from the charity stripe. Let's see if they can improve on that here in this second period. Armbruster, first free throw is up, off, no good. Ava's now 1 out of 3 for the ball game. She went 1 out of 2 in the first half. She'll get another opportunity here to tie it up if she can. Second shot is on the way. This one is up and good. She got it. Armbruster, 5'5 junior. It's 1 out of 2. She's now 2 out of 4 from the line, and we're tied at 14 apiece. Here's Plattsmouth with the basketball. Jolie Dix being chased by Armbruster. Armbruster goes down hard. Oh, and they're going to call the foul on Armbruster. You can hear the Falls City fans a little irate. Ava got knocked to the floor hard and got called for the personal foul. Lob pass in. goes over the head, out of bounds, and it was touched last on the baseline by Whitick. It'll belong to Fall City. I have a contingent of Fall City Tiger fans up behind me to my left, and they were not happy with that call when Armbruster got knocked to the floor and got tagged for the foul. Ball tipped by Jones, goes out of bounds. Touch last by Jones right in front of the Flatsmith bench. A turnover on the inbound pass gives the ball back to the Blue Devils. Natalie Briggs will toss it in. Briggs with the inbound pass to Gertie Yoder. Yoder between the rings at the top of the free throw circle, guarded by Reese McNeely. Yoder gets it off on the left side on a give and go, hands the ball up to Ashley Winters. Winters almost has it dribbled away by Kirkendall, now lost control of it. Ball is loose on the floor, picked up by Yoder. Baseline outside, top of the key to Briggs. Inside the paint, they go to the right side. Again with it is Briggs. Top of the circle, this is Yoder wanting to penetrate. McNeely will have none of that. Driving lay-in up and off, no good. Ball is tipped around. Tigers come down, has the ball knocked away, and Jolie Dix gets the steal. Dix with a follow shot that's up and off, no good. This time Reese McNeely gets a defensive rebound. McNeely outlet pass to Armbruster down court. Abel Armbruster floating jump shot, right side up and good. Armbruster with a shot on the right side. Armbruster now with 4 points. Ball City back up by two, 16-14. Tigers lead it. For Plattsmouth on the dribble is Winters. Winters goes inside. She'll go for a driving layup. Got the basket and she's fouled. Avery Winters with her first 2 points of the ball game on the lay-in will be at the free throw line for the and one. The foul is going to be on Ashley Kirkendall, her first personal, team foul number two of the half on the Lady Tigers. Avery Winters now for the and one to try and give Plattsmouth the lead once again. We're tied at 16. Free throw is up and off, no good. Rebound comes down to Reese McNeely. I think they came over McNeely's back battling for that rebound, and the foul is going to be on Whitick. On Whitick, that is her third personal, team foul number two. All right, full court pressure by Plattsmouth, waiting for the inbound pass. They get it into Maddie Jones. Jones gives it right back up to Poppy. Poppy pushes the ball down court against the press. Gets it across the timeline on the dribble. Poppy to the left wing, finds Armbruster. Armbruster into the paint, driving, laying up. Oh, couldn't get it to fall. Rebound fought for underneath. Whitehead comes out of there with it. Gets it out to Yoder. Yoder on the fast break, down court, baseline left side. No shot there. Now fall away, jump shot left side, up and off, no good. Rebound Tigers. Coming down with it is Poppy. Outlet pass goes to Kirkendall. Kirkendall is double teamed in backcourt, finds Poppy. Left side, Armbruster up the left lane. Armbruster across the timeline on the dribble. Works to the left side, out on the wing, goes around the defender, feeds inside to Jones in traffic. Jones across to McNeely. McNeely with a shot that's up and won't go, but we're going to have Reese McNeely at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Gertie Yoder. On Yoder, her second personal, team foul number three. Off the bench for Plattsmouth, Amy Dasher wants to check into the lineup. At the free throw line, Reese McNeely shooting two shots. Reese has not scored yet tonight. Here shooting two for the Tigers. We're all tied at 16 apiece, 5:49 to go, third quarter. First shot is up and good for Reese McNeely. And the Tigers go back up by one once again, 17-16. It's been a seesaw contest here. Neither team with a big lead. Fall City led by as much as four at one point when it was 9-5, but neither team able to open up much of an advantage on the other. Reese McNeely, second free throw is on the way. This one is up and it's off, no good, but the rebound to Maddie Jones. Kicks it out to Armbruster for three. Got it! Maddie Jones got the rebound, kicked it out to Armbruster, and she nailed the three. And this equals the biggest lead of the ballgame for the Lady Tigers, up by four, 20-16, with 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. There's a long three that's up and off, no good. Maddie Jones has the defensive rebound for the Tigers. Jones with the outlet pass goes to Elise Poppy on the dribble. Poppy working against the fresh, gets it across the timeline, picks up her dribble to Kirkendall. Kirkendall in the paint. She gets tied up and knocked to the floor. No whistle, ball stolen away. We're mine on the fast break, trying for the lay-in. Got it, and she's fouled. Warbine got the lay-in and drew the personal foul. Foul was going to be called on Elise Poppy. On Poppy, her first personal, team foul number three. And at the free throw line will be Mila Warbine, a 5'6" sophomore. That 4-point lead was short-lived there for the Lady Tigers. They were up 20-16. It's now 20-18. Warbine will try and cut it to one. If she hits this, shot is up and no, couldn't get it. And there for the rebound is Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall brings the ball up court herself. into the corner left side, Poppy in traffic, Jones against Yoder. Jones wants to move to the hoop, shot is up over Yoder, no, couldn't get it. Rebound, Wehrbein with the outlet pass. Gets it, they pass out to Avery Winters, and Winters down court. Here's a long three from the right side that's off, no good, but the rebound to Dix. Back up, it comes again with a long three off the rim, no. This time the rebound to McNeely. McNeely in backcourt, needs help. Gets the ball up to Jones. Jones on the dribble. Across the division line into forecourt comes Maddie Jones all the way into the paint. Left side Armbruster. Armbruster in traffic. Little floater off the lane. No, couldn't get it. Rebound Jones. Has the ball taken away. Now they fight four on the floor. It goes out of bounds. I think it's going to stay. No, they're going to give it to Flashman. Wait, now wait a minute. The official comes in from the other side. Disagreement between the two officials here. Maddie Jones comes to the bench. She went down hard there. She's shaken up a little bit. Hannah Collier checks in to replace Maddie Jones. Jones went down hard. She's holding her elbows. Hannah Collier back on the floor now for Fall City. 4:18 to go, third quarter, 20-18. Here's a long three that's up and off, no good. Hit the top of the rim out of bounds, and it'll the top of the backboard. It'll belong to Fall City. Maddie Jones over here on the bench, she's shaken up. She hit the floor hard going after that basketball. 4 minutes, 12 seconds to play in the third quarter, 20-18, Fall City up by two. Tigers trying to inbound it against full court pressure, having trouble getting the ball inbounds. Kirkendall, down court, pushes it down, has Collier underneath the basket. Kirkendall with a floater off the rim, no. Rebound pulled away by Avery Winters. Winters in backcourt, Collier gives chase, she gets it across the timeline. Inside of 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, 3:55 to play, third period, 20-18. Fall City by two. Oh, nice block on the baseline. Blocking that one away was Reese McNeely. McNeely with the pass over to Armbruster, and then a whistle and a foul on Jolie Dix. Dix picks up her third personal, team foul number four of the half on Plasmid. Reese McNeely with a great job on the rebound, took it away from two defenders under there. Kirkendall on the dribble against the press. She'll get it down court across the timeline to the right wing. Underneath it goes, looking for Poppy. Ball tipped away. Saved from going out of bounds. Grabbed up by Yoder. She walked with it. No whistle. Yoder down court with it to Dix. Dix driving layup. Got it, and she's fouled. Jolie Dix with 12 points now. Got the driving layup and drew the foul. She'll be at the line. Foul is going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall, her second personal, team foul number four on the Lady Tigers. Jolie Dix at the line. She's made three out of four from the free throw line tonight so far. Shot is up. Missed this one. It goes out of bounds. Missed everything. No contact with the rim, so it'll be Fall City's basketball. That layup by Jolie Dix, however, tied the game back up at 20 now with 3:29 to go in the third quarter, all tied up at 20 apiece. Reese McNeely, down court pass, finds Armbruster. Armbruster up top with it to Kirkendall, who hands off to Poppy. Poppy looks for the cutter through the paint. Nobody there. Back to the top of the key, Kirkendall. Kirkendall, left-handed dribble, left side of the lane. Can't get inside on it. Here's Collier for three. Got it. Hannah Collier hit a three from about 6 feet outside the three-point arc over on the right elbow. She had to mail that one in from another zip code, but got it down. Hannah Collier with the long three gives Fall City a three-point lead, 23-20. Here's a shot at the other end by Plasmith. A fight for the rebound underneath. And I think we've got a held ball here. Oh, my, no. Oh, my. Foul's going to be called on Reese McNeely. On McNeely, her third personal, team foul number five. Looked like a held ball under there. McNeely comes out with her third foul. Maddie Jones is okay. She checks back into the lineup. McNeely steps out. Jones is back into the game. 23-20. Fall City up by three. Here's a shot under the basket by Yoder. Up and off, no good. Free throw line set shot off the rim. It won't go. And a rebound to Kirkendall. Kirkendall brings the ball up court. Now gives it up to Poppy, and she'll bring it across the timeline. 2:35 to go in the third quarter, 23-20. Tigers up by three on that big tray by Hannah Collier a moment ago. A three-point lead for Fall City. Poppy almost has it dribbled away from her. Gets the ball back into the corner left side. Armbruster to Collier in the paint. Collier goes to Armbruster. Whistle and traveling is going to be called. Turnover gives the ball back once again to Plasman. 2:18 to go, third quarter, 23-20. Fall City up by three. Up off the bench is Chloe Atkins, a 5'10 freshman. Checking in for the first time tonight is Chloe Atkins. Clock shows 2:18 to go. A little bit of pressure here by Fall City now as they inbound the pass to Avery Winters. Winters takes it into the corner on the right side of the free throw lane. Can't get to the hoop. Has to come with a pass back to Yoder at the top of the key. And Yoder traveled. That's the third time tonight that Gertie Yoder has been whistled for that travel. She does a little stutter step at the top of the key before she takes off with it. And they've caught her three times traveling on that tonight. Pressure now by Plasmuth. Inbound the pass. It comes into Collier. Hannah Collier dribbles across the timeline. Gives it up to Armbruster. Armbruster tries to move toward the hoop. A whistle and a foul called on Plasmuth. This foul is going to be on Myla Wehrbein. Wehrbein's first personal. That's the 15th foul of the half on Plasmuth. With a minute 59 to go here in the third period. 23-20. Fall City up by three. Kirkendall hands it up to Poppy, right back to Kirkendall, top of the key, Jones. Jones between the rings, top of the circle, goes to Collier on the right wing. That's where Collier hit that three from a minute ago. There's a reach-in foul, I think, on Yoder as Hannah Collier tried to come across the lane. Yoder reached in on her. Gertie's third personal, team foul number six. So the next foul, Tigers will be shooting 1-1. A minute 43 to go in the third quarter. Our score, 23-20. Fall City up by three, and it's been a close game all night. Inbound pass, Jones moves to the hoop. Shot is up. Oh, couldn't get it, but she's fouled. Maddie Jones had a pretty good look. She was going against the freshman there, Chloe Atkins, who just checked in. She's a 5'10 freshman. Chloe made contact and prevented the basket, so she'll get called for the personal. Team foul number seven. Jones at the line, shooting two shots. Maddie Jones, free throw is up, and got it. Let's see where Maddie's at. Maddie has hit 4 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. She made 3 in a row in the first quarter, missed 3 in the second quarter. Jones' second free throw is on the way. It's up and it's good also. And that's the biggest lead of the ball game for either team. 25-20 now, Fall City, with a minute 35 to go. Here's a steal. Armbruster driving way in up. Oh, couldn't get it. Rebound. Try for photo shot. Put back up by Poppy. Foul. And Elise Poppy is going to be at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Kayla Briggs. On Briggs, her first. Team foul number 8. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, Elise Poppy. She's hit 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. So far, has 1 point in the game. Free throw is up. It is short off the front of the rim. Boy, if the Lady Tigers were making their free throws, they could have put this game away. They're up by 5 right now, 25-20, with a minute 30 to go in the third quarter here at Plasmuth. Elise Poppy's second free throw is up. It's good. She hit that one. Poppy now 2 out of 4 from the line. And that's the biggest lead yet for either team. 26-20 now, with a minute 30 to go in the third quarter. Lady Tigers with a 6-point lead. Nobody has led by this much all evening. The ball is tipped away, goes out of bounds. What do we got here? A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Armbruster. Armbruster picks up her third personal. Coach Armbruster is up, and they're having a question here. Pretty sure it was Poppy that got the foul. Yeah, that's what I thought. Poppy is called for the personal, not Armbruster, so they each have 2 apiece now. All right, waiting for the inbound. That's only the 16 foul. On the baseline, they put it across in the corner. Yoder now feeds it off baseline top of the key. Circles around back up top to Winters. She lost the handle for a minute. Winters to Campen. Campen in for Yoder right now. Campen goes with the pass to the right side. That's Wehrbein inside Campen. Shot is up. Campen off. No good. Rebound Collier. And she has it tipped away from her. They're going to give it to Plasmuth. They say Collier touched it last. She had the rebound. Somebody slapped it out of her hand. Must have gone off her leg when it went out of bounds. Caleb Briggs to inbound it. Into the corner. Here's a driving lay-in up. No, doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. We'll be shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be on Hannah Collier. That's her 4th personal. She has 4 now. And at the free throw line will be Natalie Briggs. Or no, check that. I'm sorry. Miller Wehrbein. Wehrbein at the line. She's 0-for-1 from the free throw line tonight. Here, shooting 1-1. Free throw is up. Good. She'll have a second shot coming. 54 seconds to play in the third period. 26-21. The lead is down to 5 after that made free throw. Wehrbein with a second free throw coming right here. Shot is on the way up, and it is off. No good. Rebound, Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall with the rebound. Gives her outlet pass to Poppy. Poppy down court finds Kirkendall across the time. 3-on-2, fast break. Kirkendall feeds it underneath Maddie Jones. Shot is up, good. Kirkendall with the assist. Maddie Jones with the bucket. Jones has 13 points. The lead is 7. 28-21 now. 7-point lead for Fall City. 29 seconds to play in the third quarter. Atkins has the ball stolen. Gives it to Armbruster. Armbruster wants to go for the shot, but no whistle and a foul. We're going to have a foul called on Atkins on Chloe, her second personal, and that will send to the free throw line Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley with 2 points on 1 field goal. She has not been to the charity stripe yet this evening. 28-21, Fall City by 7 with 25 seconds to play in the third quarter. Kirkendall shooting 1-1. Free throw is up. It's good. Tigers up by 8 now, 29-21. Yoder back into the lineup. Also, Natalie Briggs back on. Atkins comes out of the game, and Kayla Briggs will set down. Ashley Kirkendall trying to put her team up by 9 if she can hit it. An 8-point lead right now. Shot on the way for Kirkendall. Got it! Kirkendall hit them both. Ashley Kirkendall has 4 points. 30-21. Lady Tigers by 9. There's traveling by Yoder. That's the 4th time she's got called for that stutter step tonight. The young lady has been plagued by these traveling calls. Gotta start to feel bad for her. Every time she does that stutter step, they call her for traveling. Full court press inbound. Here comes Jones. Feeds across. Jones is looking for Reese McNeely. McNeely had it knocked away from her, out of bounds by Avery Winters. Back off the bench comes Julie Dix into the ballgame. Dix in replacing Gertie Yoder. 17 seconds to play here. Tigers with a 9-point advantage might want to just slow it down and play for one shot here. McNeely lobs it up top to Kirkendall. Kirkendall right side. And she'll be called for traveling when she got tied up. Coach Andy Armbruster not happy, expressing his displeasure to the officials here. And that turnover gives another possession to Plasma. Inbound pass tipped away by Jones, knocked out of bounds cleanly. It'll stay with Plasma. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. 30-21. Lady Tigers up by 9. They'd like to get to the quarter break with this 9-point advantage. In the corner is Winters. Winters dribbling in. She travels. That might be a makeup. Hate to insinuate that, but it sure looked like it could have been. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Against full court pressure, Tigers inbound it to Maddie Jones. Down court, Armbruster. Armbruster, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Feeds it into Jones, driving layup. Whistle, she's fouled. Maddie Jones is going to go to the line with 3.5 seconds to play in the quarter. The foul is going to be called on Stella Campen. On Campen, her first. Team foul number 10. At the free throw line, Maddie Jones shooting 2 shots. She has made 5 of 8. Shot is up and good. She got it. Maddie Jones now 6 out of 9 from the line. Maddie Jones has 14 points in the ballgame. Puts the Tigers up by 10. Jones' second shot is up. This one is off. Couldn't get it. It's a 10-point lead. Here's a battle for the rebound. Clock is down to 1 second. Possession arrow goes to Plasmouth. That's good. Get that possession arrow switch with 1 second. Fall City will get it on the next tie-up. 1 second to play. Wehrbein to inbound it. No shot at the buzzer. 31-21. Fall City up by 10. After 3 quarters, we're back in 1 minute. You're enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today,
with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a good third quarter for the Lady Tigers. They outscored Plasmouth 18-7 in that third period. After trailing by one at halftime, 14-13, they now have a 10-point advantage moving into this fourth quarter. It's 31-21, Falls City up by 10. A big quarter there for Maddie Jones, hitting 3 out of 4 free throws. Ava Armbruster had 6 points in that period. Anna Collier hit the big 3 from way outside that put him up by 3 earlier on. All right, it'll be Falls City's basketball to start the fourth quarter. The inbound pass comes into Ava Armbruster. Tigers up by 10. Top of the circle to Reese McNeely. McNeely to the right side. Again, finds Poppy with the pass off to Armbruster. Kirkendall, Jones, Armbruster, Poppy in there. Baseline right side. Jones can't get to the basket. Top of the key, Reese McNeely. Around the horn, Poppy finds McNeely again. Falls City very patient. In the paint, Kirkendall. Right side, Jones, open look, baseline short. No, couldn't get it. Tipped around, rebound comes out to Poppy. Armbruster, left side of the lane, helps slow it down and reset the offense. 7 minutes, 19 seconds to go in the basketball game. Still a 10-point lead. Tigers with this 10-point lead are in no hurry here to take it to the hoop. Jones in the paint, moves to the basket. She'll be called for foul. She laid it off the glass and got it down, but they say she walked with it. It'll be a turnover and give it back to Plattsmouth. Blue Devils now will try to chip away at that 10-point deficit. Down 31-21. Blue Devils with the basketball. There's a whistle and traveling on Yoder. I hate to be keeping track, but I think that is the sixth time tonight. 6 traveling calls on the young lady. You got to feel bad for her. She keeps dragging that pivot foot. Turnover gives it back to Falls City. Inbounding it. Reese McNeely lobs it up top to Armbruster. Armbruster out on the right elbow, dribbles to the top of the circle against the man-to-man defense. Now gets a pick set over there by Jones. Armbruster goes into the corner. In the paint, Armbruster jump shot off the glass. No, rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Maddie Jones. Jones was there for the rebound and the putback for the Lady Tigers, and it's a 12-point lead now, 33-21. Tigers up, fast break the other way, driving late. No, but a whistle and a foul. Reese McNeely was in the area. Is she going to get tagged for this one? Yes, she is. Reese McNeely called for the foul on Reese. That is her 4th personal at the free throw line. Will be Natalie Brick. She has not scored tonight. This will be first attempt from the line. Shot is up and good. Natalie Briggs got that one to go. Momentarily there, the Tigers had a 12-point lead. Natalie Briggs, 2nd free throw is up. It's good also. She hit them both. And the lead is back to 10 with timeout on the floor. Plasmouth, 6:35 to go in the ballgame, 33-23. Falls City up by 10. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Here's a halftime score from the game being played at the RAC in girls varsity basketball. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the HTRS Titans. The halftime score, Sacred Heart 29, HTRS 14. And, of course, that game being heard live tonight over on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon has a call for you. Here in Plattsmouth with 6:35 to play in the ballgame, Falls City up by 10, 33-23. They led it by 12 just a little bit ago. It'll be Falls City's basketball. Full court pressure as they've been facing all night. Maddie Jones will dribble the ball up court herself. They left her alone. She brings it into full court. Jones on the right wing passes into the corner to Reese McNeely. McNeely has to be careful. She's got 4 fouls. Hannah Collier also with four fouls. On the baseline right side, this is Maddie Jones. Jones skip pass inside the paint, comes to the left side with it. And Armbruster will just back it back out near the midcourt circle. Jolie Dix comes out to chase Armbruster. Armbruster right in front of Coach Andy Armbruster in front of the Fall City bench, gives the ball down into the corner to Maddie Jones. They're running a little weave now and just running clock. Reese McNeely at the top of the circle. Picked up her dribble, looks for the bounce pass, tried to get it underneath. Was looking under there for Elise Poppy, but the ball is tipped away from Elise by Avery Winters. Winters touched it last. It'll be Fall City's basketball. 5:51 to play in the ball game. 33-23. Lady Tigers by 10. Maddie Jones in the paint. Nope, had a chance there, didn't take it. Goes to Reese McNeely, kicks it back out. McNeely has the ball knocked away by Yoder. McNeely recovers and puts it up top to Armbruster at the top of the circle. Here comes McNeely into the paint, across to Jones. Tigers doing a great job of running clock here. Clock is down to 5.5 minutes to go now. Fall City with a 10-point lead, taking their time. Armbruster back across court to the far side, goes to Reese McNeely. She holds the ball, gets double-teamed, and then finds Poppy with a handoff. Jones moves to the baseline, takes it to the basket, can't get there, back to the top of the key to Armbruster. Very efficient job of running clock here. McNeely against Yoder. Oh, she had a chance to take it in. And a travel is going to be called on McNeely. Turnover gives the ball back to Plaswood. Looks like Coach Rick Titus is going to start running some two-platoon basketball here now. He puts three offensive ball players on the floor and takes three of his defensive girls off on the change of possession. Plasmouth down by 10 at the five-minute mark, 33-23. McNeely tips the ball away, stolen by Poppy. Poppy gets it across court to Kirkendall. Back it comes to Jones. Chasing after Jones is Wehrmein. Wehrmein slapping at Jones, doesn't get a whistle, and the ball comes to the near side. Pass to Reese McNeely. She holds it inside traffic. Oh, trying to feed it in. The ball is stolen away. Here comes a fast break. Jolie Dix all the way in. Shot is up. No, blocked away nicely by Reese McNeely. McNeely blocked that shot into next week and did so cleanly. Jolie Dix thought she was going to shoot over the top of Reese McNeely. That didn't happen. And Dix will inbound it on the baseline under her own basket with 4.5 minutes to go. There's an offensive foul on Plaswood on that inbound pass. I'm going to have to wait and see who they tag this one to. Foul is going to go on Stella Campen, on Campen, her second personal. Long pass comes down to Armbruster. Armbruster near midcourt. Dribbles between defenders. They come up behind her and a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on Plaswood. We're in the double bonus here. Fall City shooting two free throws now. Foul is going to be on Avery Winters. On Winters, her second personal. At the charity stripe for the Tigers will be Elise Poppy. Elise has made 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. She has 2 points. Here she's shooting 2 shots. The senior, first shot is up and good. Poppy hits the first one. She'll have a second shot coming. That makes it 34-23. Fall City up by 11 now with 4.5 minutes to go in the basketball game. Elise Poppy getting set for her second free throw attempt. She's made 3 out of 4 tonight. This shot is on the way. It's up and it is good. She hit them both. Elise Poppy with a pair of free throws. Now made 4 out of 6 from the line. And it's back to a 12-point lead, 35-23. There's a whistle. The ball is kicked out of bounds. Timeout taken. Plaswood, 4:23 to go in the ball game. Our score, Fall City 35 and Plaswood 23. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Lady Tigers have been maintaining this 10-12-point lead here recently. Up right now by 12 at 35-23 here in the fourth quarter. We're inside Plattsmouth High School. This is the first half of our doubleheader. The boys' varsity game coming up next. Still 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play in this one. This has been kind of a long ball game because of the number of fouls that have been called. 4:23 to play, fourth quarter. Lady Tigers holding on to a 12-point advantage. Plattsmouth will have the basketball. Avery Winters to inbound it. Tigers putting a little pressure on here now. As Julie Dix dribbles in backcourt, chasing her is Armbruster. Dix having trouble getting it across the timeline. Ball is tipped away. Ball City has it. Jump ball is called, but the possession arrow stays with Plattsmouth. Ashley Wydick, the 6-foot freshman, Wydick, checks into the lineup. She will replace Stella Campen. Plattsmouth basketball. They'll inbound it. Weirbein inbounds the pass to Dix. Dix all the way in. Whistle, we may have a foul on the floor on Fall City here. We're going to be shooting 1-1. The foul is going to be on Armbruster. On Ava Armbruster, that is her third personal foul, ninth team foul on the Lady Tigers. So at the line, shooting 1-1, Jolie Dix. Jolie has hit 3 out of 5 from the line tonight so far. 1-1 shot has been good. She hits it, she'll have the and one. Jolie Dix with 13 points now for the 5'5 sophomore here. Pulls Plattsmouth back within 11. Dix, second free throw is up. This one misses it all. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Fall City's basketball. We'll have full court pressure applied here by Plattsmouth. Oh, another timeout taken by Plattsmouth. 4:09 to go now in the ballgame. 35-24. Tigers up by 11. We're back in 30 seconds on KTMC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatuba back with you here at Plattsmouth. That voice you hear with the ID at the end of each of those breaks is Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, back at the KTNC studios. Fall City with the basketball against full court pressure. Armbruster tries to dribble it down court. They're going to have to hurry now to beat the 10 seconds. She gets it across the timeline just in time. Armbruster picks up the dribble, goes to Poppy with the pass. And Fall City will go back into this delay game, just running clock here. Addie Jones running the weave at the top of the key, hands to Poppy. 3 minutes, 45 seconds to go. Poppy up to the top of the circle, Armbruster. Armbruster starts over to the far side, now comes back to the near side in front of the table on the left wing. Across court, skip pass right side to Reese McNeely. McNeely handles the ball, gives it up top to Maddie Jones. Jones inside the paint. Oh, nice feed underneath from Jones and McNeely, and the shot is up and good. Jones with the assist, Reese McNeely with the basket, bank shot off the glass. 37-24, biggest lead yet of the ball game. Tigers up by 13 points. And a ball goes out of bounds off of Plattsmouth. Great job defensively over there by Ashley Kirkendall to get the turnover. So the Tigers, with 3:11 to play in the ballgame, with their biggest lead yet, up 37-24. 3:10 clock running. Inbound the pass to the Tigers. Armbruster to the left wing, gives it to Poppy. They run the weave at the top of the key. McNeely right back to Armbruster. They're running that thing to a tee. Here comes Jones. Oh, they're going to call her for a travel. Jones made a little stutter step move. And the turnover gives the ball back to Plattsmouth. Inside at 3 minutes to go now, 2:57 on the game clock. 37-24, Lady Tigers looking for their fourth win of the season as opposed to just one loss. They are 3-1 coming into this one. Jolie Dix on the dribble for Plattsmouth, feeds it to the left side, a driving floating layup, up off, no good, rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Mila Weirbein. Weirbein has 5 points, she got the put back. Down to 2.5 minutes to go, the lead is 11. Lady Tigers just want to run some more off that clock. Kirkendall at the top of the circle, hands it up, gives to Poppy, who goes right back to Kirkendall, now hands the ball to Armbruster. Ava Armbruster, left side, underneath Jones, easy lay-in, up and good. And now the Tigers are starting to take advantage of this pressuring defense out at the top of the key. They got Reese McNeely a minute ago for a layup. Now Matty Jones just got one, and the lead is back to 13. On the left side, there's a great tie-up. Matty Jones just reached in and latched onto the basketball as Natalie Briggs tried to dribble past her. And on the alternating possession arrow, Fall City gets the ball back with 2 minutes to go in the game and a 13-point lead. Things looking pretty good right now for the Lady Tigers. Matty Jones gets the ball across the midcourt line before the 10-second expires. Running the weave at the top of the key with the ball is Ashley Kirkendall. Gives it up to Jones. Kirkendall, right elbow, hands to Jones again. Jones comes to the near side, to the left wing, across court pass, right side. Armbruster kicks it to the left wing, McNeely. She holds the ball in the corner on the baseline left side. McNeely, great job, gives it to Kirkendall. They can run a little weave. McNeely dribbles out of the corner, top of the key, finds Poppy. Poppy's going to be tied up. No, timeout taken, Fall City. A minute 23 to play in this one. It's 39-26. Don't go away. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
S&M Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At S&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Don't forget, we've got boys basketball coming up after this. It's a doubleheader. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show here. We'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring. We'll let you know how your favorite player did tonight on the scorebook. Back to live action. Fall City with the basketball. Kirkendall will be fouled. Slapping at her over there was Jolie Dix, I believe. They're going to put this on Dix. That's her fourth personal. We're in the double bonus, so that means Ashley Kirkendall, the 5'8 junior, will be at the line to shoot two. She's made two out of two from the free throw line so far tonight and has 4 points. The shot is up and hit the back of the rim and rimmed off, but she'll get another attempt. Again, we'll have an individual scoring wrap here for each of the individual players after this one during our post game. Second shot is up, and this one is off also, but the rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers. Coming up with the rebound is Ava Armbruster to Elise Poppy with the handoff. Poppy goes to Kirkendall. Again, it comes to Armbruster. I tell you, the girls are executing this weave out here at the top of the key to perfection. Plattsmith just giving chase and can't get to the basketball. 1 minute to go. 1 minute to play in the ball game. Poppy hands to Armbruster. Reach in foul. Slap foul is going to be called on Plattsmith. Chloe Atkins picks up her third personal. And again, we're way past the 10 fouls here, 10 team fouls. So we'll be at the line shooting two shots. This time, stepping to the line is going to be Elise Poppy. Poppy shooting two. First one is up and good. Let's see. For Elise now, that's 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. She has 5 points. They've all come from the charity stripe. Poppy's second free throw is up. This one is just short, and the rebound comes down to Chloe Atkins, the freshman. Down court in a hurry. Dix driving lay-in. Up and good. Jolie Dix has 15 points. Got the lay-in. 44 seconds to play. Down court pass goes to Poppy. Stolen back the other way. Kayla Briggs into the corner. Dix, shot is up. No. Dix with her own rebound. 30 seconds to play. Dix around to the top of the key. Launches a three. Timeout taken, Plattsmouth. 29 seconds to go. It's a 12-point Fall City lead. The Lady Tigers are going to pick up their fourth win of the year here. They lead it 40-28, a 12-point lead. We'll step aside for another 30-second timeout. Be right back with you after this on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, as we said, the latest update we have for you on the Sacred Heart HTRS girls game at halftime. HTRS was trailing Sacred Heart 29-14, Irish ladies on top. John is calling that game for you. John Nixon over on Sunny 101.3. Here we have 29 seconds to play in the ballgame. The Lady Tigers with a 12-point lead, 40-28. Fall City's going to pick up the win tonight here in Plattsmouth. It'll be Plattsmouth's basketball. Blue Devils' Avery Winters will toss it in forecourt on the side. Winters, bounce pass, gets it into Jolie Dix. Dix took it right to the hole a minute ago and got the lay-in. Up top, she comes with her pass to Amy Dasher. Dasher around the horn to the right wing. Driving baseline, right side. They try to go up for the shot, but a foul on the floor. Moving to the hoop there was Dasher. Foul's going to be called on Elise Poppy, her third personal. 10th team foul at the free throw line, Avery Winters. She'll be shooting two shots. Winters to shoot two for Plattsmouth. The first one is up, and it is good. Avery Winters now has hit one out of two from the line, has 3 points. Down to 18 seconds to go, though. Winters can make it a 10-point lead for Fall City if she can hit this, but only 18 seconds to play. Shot is up. It's off. No good. Rebound. Great job. Coming down with it is Kirkendall. Down court pass, Poppy. Poppy into forecourt. She should be able to just dribble this thing out. I can't imagine why Plattsmouth would run a foul, and that's what they do. Okay. Fouls on Amy Dasher, her third. This comes with an 11-point lead and only 8 seconds to play in the ballgame. They want a foul? I guess we'll shoot the free throws. Elise Poppy will be at the line. She's made 5 out of 8 from the line. Free throw is up, in and out. She'll get another attempt. Poppy, with 8 seconds to play, the Tigers up 40-29. Elise Poppy, shot is on the way up. This one is short also. Off the front of the rim, couldn't get it down. Plattsmouth will hurry down with the basketball. Amy Dasher to the left side. Dix with the shot for three. The shot's no good. There's the buzzer in the ballgame. Your final score, the Fall City Tigers 40 and the Plattsmouth Blue Devils 29. 40-29. Fall City gets the win. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a post-game scoring recap for you. That's coming up. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups. We also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Fall City, Nebraska.
At Frontier Bank, we believe that the future of our community depends on working together with our local community merchants. Our Southeast Nebraska merchants are some of the finest anywhere, and you can find everything you need right here from our local small businesses. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Plattsmouth High School. The Fall City Lady Tigers have just picked up a win here. Their fourth win of the season. 40-29, your final score. Let's take a look at the schedule total scoring. First of all, for Plasmouth, Jolie Dix led the way tonight. She finished with 15 points. She was the only Blue Devil in double figures. Mila Wehrmein had 5 in the ballgame. Avery Winters with 3. And then 2 points each for Gertie Yoder, Natalie Briggs, and Ashley Whitick for their total of 29. From the charity stripe, Plasmouth made 8 out of 15 from the free throw line. Remember that 8 of 15 stat, because in a minute I'm going to tell you about the Lady Tigers. For Fall City, one player in double figures, Maddie Jones with a big night tonight. She had 18 points in the ballgame. Ava Armbruster added 7. 5 points tonight for Elise Poppy. Ashley Kirkendall with 4. Hannah Collier had 3. And Reese McNeely with 3 for their total of 40. But listen to this. From the charity stripe, Fall City made 15 out of 29 free throws. 15 of 29 attempts and 8 of 15 for Plasmouth. So a significant advantage there for the Lady Tigers from the charity stripe as they get out of here with a 40 rather to 29 win over Plasmouth. What we're going to do now is send it back to the KTNC studios to Aaron Wisdom. We're going to take about a 15 to 16 minute break out here, and we'll be back with the second half of our basketball doubleheader, the boys game, coming up in about 16 minutes from right now. We'll be back. So right now we're sending back to KTNC.